you for calling. How can I help?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to somebody about doing book publications. Do you guys work inside the United States?
Of course, we are in New York. And, of course, you can go ahead and talk about getting a book published. I mean, are you the author?
I am.
Okay, got it. And what genre is it?
So this is a book that's geared more towards the business arena.
Understandable. Give me one moment. Let me see who I can get you connected with, okay? Give me one moment.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No.
Thank you so much for patiently waiting on the line with me. This is Max here. How can I help?
Hey, this is Max.
Yes, Max.
Oh, Max, awesome. You might have been trying to connect with me on the internet. Are you Max Wilson?
I'm Max Wilson.
Oh, that's funny, because I literally just hopped on your website, and I was just calling the phone number, and you were texting me at the same time. That's hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah. So you guys are located in New York?
Yes, sir, we are. We have an office in New York, one in Cali. There's a little remote office in Illinois as well. But we are stationed in New York.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, so I have written a book, and I'm looking to have it published. But as important as that is to me, what the most important thing is I'd like to get it, I'd like to get some publicity around it. I'd like to use the book as a means of gaining attention from companies, for the purpose of speaking on what I wrote about. So this is going to be geared more towards people in the business industry.
Okay.
And so what I was looking for is... Well, say it again.
You're trying to use the book as a lead magnet to attract your ideal customer persona. So you'll just, use this to attract your business contracts, maybe getting consultations from your ideal persona.
Yeah. So definitely geared towards the business arena as opposed to the consumer. Although consumers can definitely gain value from it, but the idea is I want to be able to kind of speak from stage on these very specific business topics and then use that as a way to generate revenue, but also provide opportunities out of that to maybe do some business consulting and things along those lines. So that's correct.
Makes sense. Perfect. I didn't get your full name. Do you mind telling me your full name?
Sure. Yep. My name is Jonathan, Jonathan. Last name is Bates, B as in boy, Ates.
Perfect, Jonathan. Now, let me just explain to you what the general process of publishing is and what I think can be done in this situation. So general process of publishing is pretty simple when you're reaching out to a professional company. All you do is send in your manuscript, and what they do is they first proofread it. They make sure you get an editorial report. We make sure that it is consumer-ready, so, the language isn't really too difficult or too easy for your ideal consumer. And generally, you'll get an editorial report that will tell you what are the strengths, weaknesses, and opportunities or threats in the whole SWOT analysis of your book. Once that is through, the second step is usually to send you the complete edited version of the book, either by chapter delivery or by segment delivery, depending on what kind of book it is. But if it is already edited professionally, then we go towards creating a book cover, which is the second most important thing after the quality of the book itself, and the first most important when you want people, an average consumer to go ahead and grab your book over the shelf, because book covers can be a make or break for any book. We have quite a few artists inside our company. All you have to do is just, fill out a form, and you will get a few submissions from us. Once you get a few submissions from us, then it's a feedback loop of revisions. Once we have the final product, final manuscript, as well as the final book cover, all we have to do is, you know, hit publish, and we make sure that your book is published not just on Amazon, but Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Chapters, Indigo, the whole deal. You know, there are upwards of 50-plus publishing platforms. So any platform that consumer will end up at will have your book on it. But all of this is just the process. You're more interested in how we can attract your final end user, which are businesses and, you know, your business's consultation. How can we get that and get to speaking engagements? Can you tell me what your book is geared around so that I can give you more streamlined information?
Yeah, so this is a book that's geared towards speaking about authenticity in business. So this is just like just foundational things that this is not something that is like super brand new information, right? It's not a personal story about my experiences in business, although I do have some credibility. It's more of like a reminder of certain kinds of business practices that need to be in place in order to have a company working at its full potential. So it's more along the lines of a reminder about going back to some very specific business practices that are going to help companies kind of break out of a negative culture into more of a culture of productivity, because everybody's in alignment with some very specific business practices around authenticity. So it's information that I have put together in a book that it's not like revelation knowledge, like, oh, I came up with a new idea and this new idea is going to change your business. It's more like, here's some things, let me remind you of what businesses need to have in order to reach their full potential. And so I do want the book to move to like the New York Times bestseller list, because I believe that will add a tremendous amount of credibility when I am looking to approach, like, you know, organizations that may host major business conferences, and then, hey, this guy, we want to bring him in just to talk about a specific piece of business that would be valuable to all businesses. So it's not industry specific, but it's geared, the idea of the books are geared more towards business owners, upper level management, people that are in positions of leadership inside these companies.
Makes sense. Jonathan, one thing that I need to ask, which is going to be a make or break for the book, are you comfortable recording yourself over the phone? Like, let's say if I ask you to record short videos, I mean, if my team scripts it for you, they arrange the whole calendar for you, but all you have to do is take out your phone and hit record and speak by looking into the phone. Do you think you'd be able to do that?
I could do that. What is the purpose of that?
See, in today's day and age, people usually, you know, half of the time people are using social media, and most of that time goes around, watching reels. So any successful marketing will have a lot of short videos in it. And looking forward to have speaking engagements, and that is not going to be possible until people see you speaking already, okay? But we will
agreed.
Have... Yeah, so because I deal with a few authors, we have authors from, you know, all genres, and it has worked out with poetry, nonfiction, fiction, self-help, any genre that you talk about. Any successful marketing plan in 2024 is not going to be successful unless the author is creating shorts for them, or if the author isn't comfortable, we need to hire somebody that becomes the face of the book and starts talking as if about the book. So what we do for a successful marketing plan, we have everything in our gun, you know, everything in our arsenal, like, creating a website for you, doing social media marketing, running ads, doing SEO, all of the conventional methods of spreading the word out there by running ads on Amazon, running ads on Facebook, Meta, all of that is going to be in place. But all of that won't be 100% effective unless you give me a word that, Max, I'm okay with recording videos.
I'm very comfortable doing that. That's I am very comfortable in front of the camera. Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Because you know you're into public speaking, so I assume you'd be comfortable. So, and that is going to
Absolutely.
Be our biggest, you know, that's going to be our trump card in all of the, you know, marketing efforts. See, I'll tell you what we do and how we make sure the book sells, and you know how we can get into different best-selling ratings. See, the New York Times bestseller list is one of those lists. There's, you know, there's the Business Journal. You can become Amazon's best-selling journal. You can become Wall Street's best-selling book or Amazon's best-selling book. So there are different best-selling categories, and all of them have different criteria of becoming a bestseller. So initially, our goal is to get maximum amount of reviews and sales on your book. We do it by creating a triangle. First, we hire influencers of people that are in your space, right? So people that basic people that teach people other business or other, you know, consultants or people. We want people to review your book, and we want people to give us and speak about the book. So we need authenticity. So if you think about it, Jonathan, every single book that I've read in my life, or most of them in that case, were recommended by somebody else, right? So we want people to start recommending your book. And initially, we obviously have to either pay the people to review it or send in books for, you know, famous people to review. Once that happens, now what we need to do, the second biggest challenge is, you know, trusting a new author. So what we do is just for a brief period of time here, like for maybe a week or 10 days, we lower down the pricing of ebook to 99 cents. And we ensure that this happens at the same time while we're, you know, the videos of influencers and professional people are getting out, and we are running ads of your video trailers or some short videos that you create, we're running ads in them. So these two things, when are happening, like people are recommending a book, we're running ads. At the same time, people see that, oh, the book is just for 99 cents, you know. The barrier of entry goes way down, and people can impulse buy a book. You know, 99 cents is not a lot of money. Even if somebody is in India, they might end up buying the book, you know. And we get volume sales from even Asian countries because, you know, sometimes they might not be able to afford a $20 book, but a 99 cents book is even affordable for them in their country. And what we need is volume of sales, actually. And if we're planning to sell like 100,000 books, we shouldn't care if we didn't make a lot of money in the first 10,000, right? So that's our goal is. So we've seen upwards of selling upwards of 10 to 20,000 books by doing this over the course of 15 to 20 days. Obviously, it's a coordinated effort, but this is possible. Once that happens, we start looking at results within 3 to 4 months, because now these people will read the book. Let's say even if you sold 10,000 ebooks at 99 cents, the probability is only 30 to 40% of people are end up going to read, end up reading the book.
Right.
Once that happens, they will start recommending the book, and that will show us in the momentum that we create in 3 to 4 months. Now, when all of that is happening, what we will be doing with you that you'd be creating at least one short video every day or every other day. You know, the entire calendar will be set, and it's designed in a way that on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we give information. On Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we give action. Like we ask people to, you know, take an action, and that action can be anything, but that's usually how it happens. You know, we design a week's calendar. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's information. Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's usually, you know, geared towards taking an action. Now, that action can be buying a book. That action can be attending your buying your online course. That can be getting a one-on-one consultation for you. That can be signing up on your newsletter. Any action. But we want the last three videos to be geared around action. And that's the whole plan. You keep doing this for over a year. You know, even, you know, we've seen great results. Now, after doing all of this, the success of the book lies into the quality of the book. You know, now let's say if it's A+, you know, A grade, you probably will get A grade results, and, you know, so on and so forth. But book is not like a movie or a song. It's not an instant hit or instant fail, you know.
Sure.
So what we need to do is make sure that our efforts are at least consistent for 6 to 9 months, you know, at least for minimum, because momentum can take at least 4 months for you to visualize.
Okay.
So that's the whole deal. Publishing isn't really expensive. Do you have professional editing or, like, book cover, or is it just the manuscript that you have?
I have the manuscript. I have been looking for somebody to do do some editing. I've done some, obviously, some self-editing, but I'm looking to find somebody to do the editing. Do you offer an editing service?
Yes, yes, we do. Yes, we do. I would prefer
that. Is that an expensive service?
Really depends on how much, you know, $1 million for somebody that has $1 billion isn't a lot of money, right? But
I'm not a millionaire. yes,
that's a nice thing. But just to give you an how many pages is your book? Like, how many total number of pages or words?
There's there's somewhere, so I have like 10 chapters. Each chapter has between like 5 and 6,000 words. So there's nine, there's an introduction, and then there's 9 chapters. So all in like 10 chapters, each between 5 and 6,000 words. So if you called it 5,500 words for a, if you did 5,500 words, 5,500 times 10 chapters, you'd be looking at 55,000 words. Is that about right? No. Is that right?
Yeah. I had.
It was 150 pages likely?
150 pages.
I'm assuming.
Less than 200, definitely. So, see, I'll tell you how we calculate editing. So, we have two tiers of editors. Tier 1 usually charges at 0.06 cents, and the tier 2 charges at 0.04 cents. And we usually, and the difference is usually the number of years of them doing the work. Anybody that has 10 years or more usually qualifies for one, and anybody has under 5 years, usually 5 year plus minus 2 years is usually qualified as tier 1. Considering that's a 150-page book, I will not recommend you going for tier 1 because that's usually for really complex books, you know, with universes and different dimensions and timelines. So I would not recommend you going for – and our slabs are like at like under 60,000 or under 70,000. They change at near 10,000. So even if you book as 5 or even, let's just say, 10 more thousand words, we'll be able to accommodate it within that. Now, we multiply 55,000 with 0.04, it gives us $2,200 for getting the whole book edited. And added another
$2,200?
$2,200, yes. So not that expensive.
Okay.
And you can add another $1,000 for like publishing and distribution so that your total bill will end up at $3,200. But honestly speaking, this is like the cheapest part of doing it. Like getting a book cover done, getting it distributed, getting it into the stores, all of that, that isn't really the most expensive part. Expensive part comes in when it comes to marketing, you know, running ads, hiring influencers, doing the whole PR thing for a year can cost upwards of $15,000. And for like 6 months, it can cost you like $7,000, and for like a small 3 month thing, it can cost you anywhere between like $5,000. But I usually do not prefer people going for 3 months because it's just impossible for us to provide results. We can show you momentum, we can show you numbers, but it won't be anything that you can say, you won't be able to hold me accountable for anything in that. 6 month mark, 12 month mark gives me certain accountability and numbers that I can, the reach that I can promise, the influences that I can involve. And as long as you're creating videos, see, let's assume that we're in this for like 9 months, or let's say for a year, right? Now, for 1 year, that's like 365 days, and even if we're recording 200 videos in 365 days, that's 200 videos shared on 5 platforms: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Snapchat, or any of that. So, 200 videos shared over the course of 5 platforms, that's 1,000 touch points over the course of 1 year. It's impossible that over the course of 1 year, if you create 1,000 touch points, your book is bound to get viral. One of these videos is bound to get viral. And you're doing it over the course of 1 year. We would want ideally 365 videos in 365 days, but we have seen, realistically speaking, the number ends up at anywhere between 200 or 250. But that's still 1,000 touch points, right? And assuming that you even get like 500 views per video, which is like really being very pessimistic here, that's still over 500,000 views, just organic. We're talking just organic until now. I'm not even talking about paid ads. I'm not even talking about influencer marketing here. None of that over there. So to get you in front of 1 million people or more over the course of 1 year, that's what my job is. Now, depending on the quality of the book, depending on how good you – and see, nobody is really great at recording videos at once. And nobody wants you to be great when you're starting off. And what happens is, as you keep recording videos, you get better and better with interacting with people, and people start commenting on your videos. And then you start talking to people that are commenting on the videos. So engaging the community. And that's how you build, a successful following, a successful, a book launch. And then eventually when you have the followers, you have the numbers on your YouTube, your Instagram, your book is selling, in multiple thousands per month, eventually people start, approaching you for public speaking events and all of that. So this is like the whole deal.
Okay.
And if somebody So what about like a year's worth of marketing? And just sorry to cut you off. I just want to tell you, if somebody signs up for a year's worth of contract with us, we do the editing and publishing for free because we know over the course of 1 year we can make that person successful.
So what would be like a monthly payment on an annual contract that would include the publishing, the book cover, and all that kind of stuff?
So that $15,000 is either a one-time fee where we waive off the pricing, but even if we don't, you know, do like if you want to break the payment down, you can break it down in three parts. And even if we are doing it the same $15,000 mark and waive off the publishing and editing charges, divided that by three, it will be like every 4 months you'll have to pay $5,000. So let's say you sign up with $5,000 and your $10,000 is pending. 4 months down the lane, you pay another $5,000, and another 4 months down the lane, you pay another $5,000. So over the course of 1 year, you're paying three installments of $5,555. If you sign up for a year, we will waive off the $3,200 for editing and publishing. Even if you pay up front or you pay in installments, either way, we will be breaking down. You know, we will waive off the publishing and editing charges.
So the publishing and the editing, what? And so you'll do ISBN numbers for all the different audiobooks, Kindle books, paperback books,
isn't really
hardback books.
The ebook, paperback, hardcover, all of that is included. Because, you know, for audiobook, we need to hire a person and they have to record it. And, you know, different people have different rates. And we usually, that's like, we can't really give you one price for audiobook. It can start off like from $1,000, can go all the way up to $3,000, $5,000. Depends what kind of artist you're choosing. So audiobook
what
is...
What if I wanted to do the recording myself?
Then it's not a problem. I'll get it published for free. If you're recording it yourself, I'll get it out there.
And do you have like a recommendation on the platform that you would need for me to record it on? Or is it just I can just record it on like...
Make sure, like, there's a specific format that I will confirm with my team when you start recording it. We need the final file in that specific format. So we can always convert your audio files into that format. As long as the recording is of high quality, it was done in a quiet place, and there wasn't a lot of, you know, as long as the audio quality is good, you don't need to worry about anything else.
Okay.
Even iPhones are great these days, honestly. You can, you know, get into a place where... You know, it's just soundproof and sound damped. I think that's the technical term for it. It's as long as your voice doesn't bounce back, and you know, so we're good.
Yeah, right. And then what about the book cover design? Do you handle that? Is that included in the editing and the publishing?
Could you please repeat that? Did you say cover design?
Yeah, the cover design. Is that included in the publishing
design,
and the editing
portion? Absolutely. Book cover design is included in the publishing portion.
And would it be possible to have my picture on the cover of the book?
Absolutely. See, you have all the...
Just for branding.
In your book. Yeah, absolutely. It's important.
Yeah.
For you, it's really important, you know? You will have the complete creative control over your book, and you have rights for all the book. The only money that we're making off of you is going to be the money that you pay us, like in the contract. We're not part in the creative, you know, right? If you are adamant about something, we will always give you our strong suggestions. Don't get that. Get me wrong.
Sure.
You will get really strong suggestions from us, and even if you're going in a different direction, we will make sure if we do not agree, we tell you that, because we wouldn't be doing justice to our job if, you know, we didn't. But
of
at
course.
The end of the day, if you say no to something and that's a no full stop, then, you know, that's a no full stop. We will not be, you know, we can't really change anything because we're services for hire company, and at the end of the day, we're doing what we are getting paid for, and at the end of the day, it's your book, and you have the rights for everything. And that gives you a huge benefit because then you don't really have to pay anything out of your royalties. A lot of these companies, I wouldn't really say names. You will do your research. You can even, you know, talk like Book Baby or other people. You know, what they do is you get, like, like two things happens. One of these two things happens. Either one, they will keep 15 to 20% out of your royalty chunk. So you're already paying platforms 20, 30, or 40%, but then you have to pay them 15 to 20% out of the chunk that, you know, they are you are earning.
Okay.
Now that's, so they can make money off of you forever. Number two, a lot of people will tell you that they don't make money off of you, and they will give you 100% royalties, like the amount of money that you're making off of platforms. 100% of them will come to your place. But what happens is, it already takes 3 months for you to receive money from Amazon, right? But what they will do, they will get all the money to them, and they will send it to you, like, in a couple of months. So imagine if I work with 1,000 authors per year, And, you know, even if they make, you know, like $1,000 royalty over the course of the whole year, that's still $100,000 that I have in my rolling and I'm using before giving it to the author. So one of these two things happens. With us, your bank account will be linked directly with the publishing sites. So every time you make any sale, your monthly report will be sent to your email, and the sales, like the first deposit will be in 3 months, but then you will get a monthly deposit into your bank account. So the money that you make in January will be deposited in March, and then every single month you will have a deposit in your bank account on a monthly basis. And we're not really involved. We're not holding you hostage. We don't have, and you will have access to the master account that we create.
Okay. Do you handle, like, the taxes associated with the sales of books? Like, Amazon does that sometimes. How does that work? Yeah, as far as, like, you know, books are being sold all over the country and every state has its own tax regulation and rules. What are the rules? I mean, what do you do as far as, like, do you handle making sure that all the taxes are already paid on the books so that when I receive that money, I don't need to worry about paying taxes to other states? Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think there is any tax. Like, there's a treaty when it comes to books. And, like, a lot of European investment countries are part of that treaty. You don't really pay any money over that. Like, if you declare that as your own income, then you probably have to pay personal income tax. But as long as, like, it's an LLC that's getting the money, you probably don't have to pay any money. I don't know about your personal taxes, but, like, the money that you're making over that, like, by selling the book, that's not taxed.
Okay. So there's no sales tax or that I need to worry about from being sold in different states? Because I know that Amazon offers an option where they cover
Amazon
that with any
the
sales.
Amazon has that by default, and usually the end user is paying that.
Right. Okay. Awesome. That sounds good.
You have the manuscript,
do you have anything set up where there's – the manuscript's just probably within the next few days.
So, like, if I ask you to send it to me today, you'll be able to do that?
I need to make a couple little tweaks, probably by the beginning of next week, for sure.
Next week. But even if you, like, there are editors that will do editorial reports, so you can obviously, you know, do those tweaks before, because what we usually need is time to do the we need to read the book and give you our opinion on this. That's like the first step of the
sure.
We sign you up.
Yeah.
When do you plan to like moving ahead with this? Like, what's your calendar like? Like, when it comes to, what's your timeline like when it comes to the book?
Well, is the when we set the first part up, are they going to evaluate the book before I make a commitment to the contract so that it sees that it's worthy?
Makes sense. Can you
so did you do an evaluation ahead of time?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, are you still there?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Hello, hello. Oh, I can hear you now. Yeah. No, I was saying, I can hear you. Yep, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, so I was just asking, would they want to look at the book first to decide, you know, if it made sense, if it was worthy? I think it's going to be good, but when they do the editing, the reporting and stuff like that, are they basically able to put together a complete product based on what I've
absolutely.
Written, you know, making little tweaks or changes so that it's like, it's
yes,
like
absolutely.
Worthy
that's
of everything?
Absolutely. That happens. That absolutely happens. We go ahead and give your book to our readers. They will read it and they will fully evaluate it. We will get the editorial report from us. That is something that we usually do. So you will get like
okay.
our NS.
Now, do they do that before we enter into an agreement so that they
can
decide, hey, this looks good?
We can do that before we enter into an agreement.
Okay. And the last thing I wanted to ask, do you guys have a guarantee associated with the New York Times bestseller or Amazon bestseller, and do you offer services to get me onto podcasts of different influencers or TV or things like that, like little short spots.
Yes. So that's a yes to podcasts. We can make that happen. Amazon, getting you on Amazon bestseller list is not that of a big deal. It will probably happen when we lower down the pricing on tonight. You'll be in the top 5 or 10 of Amazon's bestseller list. That I can give you a guarantee about. A New York Times bestselling list, in order to get a New York Times bestselling list, you have to sell a certain amount of books into a certain amount of time. If you are willing to spend over $50,000, I can guarantee you New York Times bestselling list too. That it usually happens, like we have to make a lot of effort and we end up buying books through proxy sales because, you know, it's usually, that's how most of the New York Times bestseller, you know, the books that you have never heard about but people authors usually claim that they're New York Times bestseller, that's what happens. They try to sell as many books as they can, but towards the end of the, you know, time period, they just, you know, go ahead and buy all the books themselves. So there's a huge amount of momentum that needs to be created, and in order to even create that, we need around $50,000, and we usually end up buying the difference of the books. So that's usually happens. I can do like Wall Street best-selling book, but like this $15,000 is like the minimum for a year, right? If you have more ambition, you can keep raising the dollar value associated with the project, and more things can come into your play.
So if the New York Times bestseller is, they need to have 5,000 book sales in a week time frame?
I'm not exactly sure about the numbers. Our marketing, you know, and outreach team manages that, but there's a certain amount of books they need to sell. I don't think it's 5,000. It's probably more.
Okay.
Like,
well, can
if
you email
you
me over the stuff that you shared?
That would, you want me to email you what we discussed about?
Yeah, that'd be perfect. And then I'll go over this and I'll start getting my book ready to shoot over to you to look at.
Absolutely. I'll send you two emails. First, what we talked about. Second, what we potentially can do more than what we talked about. And you can just send me a book once it's ready, okay? Can you write down my email?
Perfect.
I think it would be easy for me. Just say hello or hi. Sometimes my emails can go to junk or spam. It's Max, M-A-X.
Okay.
Max.
Okay.
Dot Wilson.
That's one L, correct?
It was one L, absolutely correct.
Okay. At Penguin.
Publishers.com.
Okay. I have to jump on a quick meeting, but I'll have I'll email you over my email so that you have it. Yeah, definitely.
315.
Okay.
679.
Okay.
4306.
All right, so I have max.wilson at penguinpublishers.com and 315-679-4306.
Bingo. Just shoot me a text and email.
All right.
You get an email from me by after, you know, somewhere towards the end of the day, okay?
That sounds like a plan. I appreciate you, Max. Thank you for your time, my friend.
No problem, John. I'm looking forward to working with you. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye.